a little bit of everything, sizes small through 3X. But I guess if you would have to know my specialty, it is orange and white. I pride myself in trying to find stuff that, other places don't have. I don't want to be like a chain store, then you can find it everywhere.
Right,
So,
right, right.
I'm on the computer just about all night, every night, trying to find stuff that, unique and different.
You are listening to Big Orange Business. I'm your host, Haley Jones, and on this podcast, we are highlighting all things in the Big Orange, aka East Tennessee and the Knoxville area, from awesome businesses to cool people doing super great things in the Big Orange. Enjoy.
What's going on? It's me, Haley Jones, and I'm here with the one, the only Deanne Thomas from Sono Throwback and Threads. And if you're like, what is that? It's obviously this boutique behind us. We are right off Sevier Avenue, and we're going to talk to her all today about her awesome store.
All the things.
All the things. Okay, so to get to know you a little bit better, we're going to do some rapid fire. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be great. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Oh. Mountains or beach?
Beach.
Which beach?
Myrtle Beach. That's the one I grew up going to.
I love it. I love it. She's so fast. She's throwing me off. Everyone's usually like, have to think through this. Okay. Reading books or watching TV?
Watching TV.
What are you watching right now? If you say Love is Blind, I'm going to lose it. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone is saying that.
You know, since I've opened the boutique, I don't watch a lot of television.
Yeah, because you're busy.
I'm busy. So I don't watch a lot of television, but usually just ball games mainly.
Oh, like soccer or like football?
Soccer, football, basketball.
Okay, all the things. All
those
things.
Girl.
Love it. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Like green tea, hot
like
tea?
Iced tea, all day,
like
every day. Unsweet tea.
Really?
The sweet and low.
Okay, where's the best place to get tea in Knoxville?
Hands down, the Sonic.
Okay, I knew she was going to say that because look at this. Dun, dun, dun. Not sponsored, but we're open to it. Anyways.
And the best ice.
Oh, they do have good ice.
Oh, yes.
That is true. Football or basketball? Or something else?
Either one. I mean, I love soccer too because my son plays soccer.
Yes. Already asking that one. Professional sports or college sports?
College sports.
Peyton or Dolly?
Dolly.
I agree. okay,
but
earrings?
Peyton's close.
Yeah, Peyton is close. Unless you ask my husband. He's like, I hate him. Which I know I've said that 15 million times on this, but he can't stand him. Anyways. Earrings or necklace?
Earrings.
Wool or cashmere?
Neither.
Oh, what would you go
54.
For? She's like, I'm hot.
I'm hot, so I wouldn't wear either one.
Animal print or floral print?
Animal print.
I agree with that.
But floral is so in right now, though.
I know, but it's like 70s floral.
It's in.
It's big floral is what it is.
Big print floral.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you like it?
I do like it, but I love animal print.
Oh, yeah.
It'll never go out in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. Well, animal print, I feel like it could almost be a neutral.
It
in a way.
It's a staple in my
closet. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Now, let's talk about business. Let's talk about Sono Throwback and Threads. So, in case you didn't know, Sono is short for South Knoxville, which is where the boutique is located. So, what made you start a boutique?
Well, I got injured at the job I was working. I had surgery on my foot and my back and my knee and my hip and all the things.
Every part.
And so, when they gave me restrictions to go back to work, I thought, who's going to hire me with all these restrictions? So, I've always wanted to do this, and I just took a leap of faith and did it.
Wow. Okay, so from you, like, taking the leap of faith to doors open, like, how long did that take?
Not long at all. I mean,
You, like, made it happen.
I made it happen. Probably 3 or 4 months.
Really? I didn't know
once
that.
Once we got the building.
Yeah.
And got in here and could paint and
yeah,
all that. They got the walls up. I mean, like, we were on it.
Wow, that's so cool. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So now, how old is Sono Throwback and Threads at this point?
We have been here about a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in August.
Wow. Awesome. And how would you say, like, are you glad with the location? Like, how's it going?
It's going great. I love the location. I grew up in South Knoxville, born and raised, never left. So, I know a lot of people out here.
Right.
And I wouldn't have it any other place.
Yeah. So she's on Sevier Avenue. So if you're unfamiliar with that, like, go check on a map. But Sevier Avenue back in the day was, I mean, there was nothing out here. And now it's like exploded. So for someone that's from South Knoxville, like, are you like, yes, this is going great? I mean, I would imagine you're so excited about the growth down here.
Oh, I love to see it down here because, I mean, this used to be a place you didn't want to come.
Yes.
So, I mean, to see all the new businesses opening up down here, I mean, it's in South Knoxville, period.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about some of the stuff that you carry. Like, what makes Sono Throwback and Threads Sono Throwback and Threads?
Well, I carry a lot of, a little bit of everything, sizes small through 3X. But I guess if you would have to know my specialty, it is orange and white.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but I had a little earring change.
A lot of game day stuff, you know, not like your normal...
not like officially licensed.
It's not more like licensed, yeah. Stuff. It's just orange and white clothing. Just unique orange and white clothing.
And shoes.
And shoes.
She's got some great orange
and earrings.
White. Yeah, everything orange and white, literally. And even like clear bags with cool... I've gotten straps. A couple purse straps, like sparkly purse straps. I've gotten a checkerboard purse strap. So all things Vol for sure.
For sure.
And that's like, I feel like you have that year round pretty much.
I do. I mean, that's my main staple here is orange and white.
And then
because it transitions to basketball, baseball, and then everybody starts getting ready for football again
in about May.
All I'm my ready football for stuff football is ordered.
I know. At the time that we're recording this, it's March, and I'm like, it's time. Anyways, no offense, basketball team.
Hey, we're ready to cheer you on.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. What is like your most popular item or category? Like your Vol stuff, your jeans, she's got jeans, she's got dresses, she's got earrings.
Well, I do sell a lot of Judy Blues, but I mean, I guess my main stuff is orange and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is everything like brick and mortar? Do you have an online store? How does that work?
I have an online store. I have a travel boutique that I can do pop-up parties.
So where do you take that to?
I take it to different events like festivals, and I've got some sorority events coming up. We can do pop-up parties at home.
Yeah, that's cool.
So,
a little shop party.
Have clothes, we'll travel.
Call me. Okay, so when it comes to, you know, like, what's your favorite thing to sell? Or is there something that you're like, I wish people buy more of this, blah, blah, blah?
I mean, really, the orange and white is my favorite. That's what I work the hardest on, trying to find.
Right.
To have unique stuff that, you know, that you can't find most places. So
yeah,
when somebody comes in and finds a unique piece, that's my
like point. This.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I know, right? Because stuff that you don't see. Sorry, my feet are hurting me. They're killing me. I was trying to buy some house shoes, but my feet won't fit in them. Anyways, those were checkerboard.
And wonder why her feet are hurting. Ask her what she just did.
I just ran a 100-mile race, but this interview is not about me. This is about Sono Throwback.
We already talked about that today.
Yes, we have. Okay, so what is your busiest like season so far? Or do you pretty much stay busy throughout the year? Like, what's your...
Well, obviously, football season.
Yes.
Starting in August till December. I mean, it's really busy during then.
Yes.
And then it kind of dies down a little bit in January. This past January and February... it wasn't, you know, last year was worse.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, me being new to retail, I didn't realize all that was going to happen.
Yeah, the other
So I was like, But, you know, this year, I mean, it wasn't nearly as slow. So, I mean, but definitely in the fall so far has been the busiest time.
The busiest. So when it comes to, like, how you know, like, something would be a great sell for Sono Throwback and Threads, like, is there an ideal client you have in mind? Is it like, how do you know, like, oh, this is going to be a great seller?
Well, anytime I see a unique piece of orange and white, I mean, I just get it and hope for the best.
And then like your other style though, is she has a good combination of, I feel like a lot of boutiques specialize in a style I call pilgrim. And everything is like too, it's just too big, it's too flowy, but you have a good combination of like, even the shirt, for example, Like, I'm buying this, like, professionally. It's cute. It's different, but it's not something that you see everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you have a good combo of options for people. Mm-hmm. So how do you, I mean, like, how much time do you spend sourcing what you, is it like,
well, I
do you ever sleep, basically?
No. I pride myself in trying to find stuff that, you know, other places don't have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like a chain store, you know.
Right.
Then you can find it everywhere.
Right,
so,
right,
you know,
right.
I am on the computer just about all night, every night, trying to find stuff that, you know, unique and different.
Yeah. So how, what's like, okay, so actually you were just talking about for fall, you've pretty much already, like, are you already ordered out through the fall pretty much? Or like, what's the cycle, I guess?
Not completely. I mean, I've done a lot for fall. Like, there are certain companies that if you don't order now, I mean, it's,
you can't
get it. So, you know, like the first year I was in business, I had no clue. So yeah. Here come August, I was trying to scrape around and get stuff. But I mean, now that I know the cycle that you order in, I mean, like, game day has to be ordered now or you won't have it in August. Yeah. So
what's your favorite thing about having this store?
Me
as a customer.
No. Haley Jones.
No.
I guess the main thing is, you know, just being my own boss.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you run it. It's your deal
yeah.
to create.
So
yeah.
You know, if I'm 5 minutes late one day,
the boss ain't saying nothing.
I'm not getting written up.
Okay. So also, you guys, I just want to make a shout out to this area in general, because you are literally walkable to the stadium. I know this because I've done it multiple times, like on a football game day. So I just want to point out locationally, I feel like this is a golden spot in terms of location. I mean, do you get a ton of foot traffic on Saturdays? Like, do you, or is it like, what's the flow of people, I guess?
Well,
in?
During the week, you know, it's either like during the lunch hour, people come
yeah.
in here to eat. And then when they come back for dinner, you know,
yeah.
when people come in for dinner, the weekends, if it's pretty, I mean, there's people
yeah.
always up and down
always.
The roads. And in the fall for game day, there's a lot of Airbnbs down here.
Yes.
So you get a lot of traffic from out of town.
I hadn't thought about that. That's cool.
Yeah, you get a lot of
yeah.
know, visitors. So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So when it comes to the name, like, how'd you come up with the name?
Well, I was going to start out and do like repeat clothes. Like,
oh, okay. Like a consignment or?
Consignment,
okay.
Yeah, kind of. And then I thought, you know, if I'm going to spend all this money to go into something like this, I'm just going to do what I've always dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
So I'd already had the name done and I'd already had the logo drawn in New York.
Yeah.
So
I just left committed.
It. Just left it. I loved the name. So, I mean.
Yeah, it's cute.
We just left it. So.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, well, so because that was the throwback and threads was like kind
yeah.
of to
yeah.
the consignment
yes.
piece of it. Okay.
Yes.
It's cute though.
So.
Yeah, it works, and I love that it's got Sono in it. Do you imagine expanding outside of South Knoxville? Like, what's your kind of vision for the store?
Right now, I just want to focus on getting this one up,
yeah.
running, you know, on its own, and I can hire, you know, more people. And I do, I mean, I would not be against expanding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like to a bigger store or like another store or...
Maybe another store.
Yeah.
Maybe it, you know, maybe in a bigger building.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because we are limited. And, you know, when we first got this space, I thought, there's no way we can fill this up. But, I mean, we are packed.
Yeah, no, she is. Yeah, you are. I mean,
we
it's good. That's
in.
A good thing, though, right? I mean.
I guess.
No, it is. Because you have a ton of choices, I feel. You're like, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's good. And then would you say, like, your customer base, obviously you're catering towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like all ages, like college to, you know,
and I try to do that. I try
yeah.
to have stuff for the younger girls and then I try to have stuff for the older ladies that, you know, so everybody can shop here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of people get thrown off by the orange and white stuff, you know, some of the skimpier little stuff for the younger girls. They think they can't, there's nothing else in here besides that. But I mean, I have clothes for all
She's
ages.
She's got everything. Yeah. Okay, so in terms of like exciting things happening, Sono Throwback and Threads, tell us about stuff we can anticipate that's happening this year, particularly having to do with customizable hats.
We have a new hat bar coming. It's called Sono Hat Patch Parlor.
Because it's like a patch on the hat.
Yes, yes, you can pick out all the designs. I've got all kinds of patches coming. Pins. You can have rhinestones. You can have sequins. There's everything coming. All colors of hats. Patriotic. There's stars, stripes, all the things.
Anything.
Orange and white, anything.
I feel like that'd be fun, too. That'd be like a fun party thing.
Yeah, that I'm going to have parties down here at night for...
Oh, that's smart. Hmm. She's brilliant, everyone. That's exciting. So, when is that coming?
Probably in about 10 days.
Oh, soon.
Soon, yes.
So, this is March as we're recording this. Probably come out the first couple weeks of April. So, it should be... The Hat Patch Parlor should be up and running.
Up and running.
Hat pat. Are you going to do like some cute signage? I feel like this could be a cute signage situation anyways. She's like, Haley, keep your opinions to yourself. No, don't give me anything else to do. Okay. I saw a lady come in here earlier and she had ordered something. Had she ordered like from the store, from the website? Like what was that?
Okay, she had ordered one of our custom t-shirts that that I designed for baseball. Those are on my Facebook page and on the Sono Throwback and Threads Facebook page and on our Instagram page. You can do a pre-order on those, and that's what she had done.
Okay, that's
But cool. I do have a website that you can order anything in the store.
Yeah. And then is that stuff you have in the store now? So if somebody, correct me if I'm wrong, but if somebody goes to your website and orders something, then they can come in next day and pick it up. It's not like, it's not as if you're like ordering from Amazon or whatever, it has to be shipped. It's actual your inventory now.
Yeah, it's actual my inventory. Now, the pre-order things will be on the Facebook page and on the Sono Facebook page, and it will say pre-order. But anything on my website, I have in stock.
Okay, this is what I was going to ask you. Talk to us about like price point. Like what could someone expect to spend on a shirt, on a pair of earrings, on a pair of jeans? Like what does the pricing look like?
I would say the average shirt is probably $30 to $35. Mm-hmm. And there's some less. The average jean, you know, Judy Blues, they run $55 to $65. Some of the game day stuff is a little more expensive. Just because they, you know, they jack the price up for us.
Yeah, but I think your pricing is super reasonable.
Because they know we'll buy it.
They know that you're going to buy this. And we all know that that's true. Everyone listening, you're going to buy the UT gear, period. But I think your pricing is super reasonable and competitive for sure. From a boutique standpoint, especially jewelry. Because every time I come in here, I buy about 15 pairs of earrings. As indicated by the fact that I've changed earrings since we started this. So anyways.
Well, I try to keep the prices. I would rather have 5 $20 shirts and $100 shirt. So I could have choices. So, you know, I try to keep that in mind while buying, like for especially game day stuff. You know, you don't want to wear the same thing every week to a game. So
right.
You'd rather have a cheaper. I would.
That's the truth, actually. You're like, I've got to diversify my UT here.
Yeah. So I try to keep it so you can afford to get more things. So
yeah, no, for sure. Okay, let's talk about South Knox in general. For someone that's never been to South Knoxville, tell us three places they've got to go.
So no Throwback and Threads.
Obviously.
The Sugar Queen Creamery. That was my parents' business for 50 years, the flower shop, Macklemore Florist. So that's a special building to me.
Yes.
So. And plus we love the ice cream too. So.
Yes. And have you had their cinnamon sugar pretzel? Come on. It's so good. Do you like cinnamon sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you like a cinnamon roll, you'll like this too. It's a pretzel, but they put cinnamon sugar on it. Ask for extra cinnamon sugar.
Is it amazing?
I dream about it. I'm not even kidding you. I literally dream about it. Like, I could eat that every day. Anyways. Okay. So no Throwback and Threads, obviously. Sugar Queen Creamery and...
Let's see. I think too, Stanley's Greenhouse.
Oh, have I been there? Yes, I have. We've bought trees.
I mean,
that's a staple. That's like a South Knoxville staple too. Yes.
So you have to visit there.
Yeah, and it's cool. The people there are super nice, and they know what they're talking about because we had to buy some trees for like, you know, to make a
Privacy fence,
basically with trees or whatever. And they were super helpful because what I wanted to buy, they were like, that does not work for 1 year. No, ma'am.
So, and, you know, they're all the people that own it for South, from South.
Yeah, Knox. Yeah. So all like South Knox, like local people. Mm-hmm. Tell us about, so I have friends that are like, well, I would never come down to South Knoxville. So if you were recommending places to eat other than Sugar Queen, like what would you say? You got to go try this in South Knox.
Well, we love Red Bud Kitchen.
Yes.
It's right next door to us. South Coast Pizza is right down the street. Mm-hmm. And I just tried Sevier Avenue Burger Company.
Oh, Where Simple Was?
Where Simple Was. Amazing.
Is it really good?
Amazing. Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Yes. And then, two, I went to Southside Garage the other night and had...
That food truck?
Yes.
I call it Dia Day.
Dia Day.
Oh, it's good.
It is good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's Mexican food and it's really good.
It's amazing.
But that's just, you know, things right around here.
Right here, like on Sevier Avenue, pretty much, for the most part. Okay, somebody that's thinking about moving to Knoxville, what would you say? Like, do it, don't do it. What's great about Knoxville? What are some cons? Like, what should people know? Pros, cons.
I think it's a great place to live.
Yeah.
There again, you know, I haven't ever lived anywhere else, so this is the only place I know.
But, right.
I think everybody's very nice. Southern hospitality is great. And I think they would be happy. People would be happy with that coming here. But, you know, the cons, the traffic is getting horrible.
Which people make fun of me for saying that. Like, I have some clients from Tampa and from California, and they're like, you're cute talking about bad traffic. But it is.
It's bad for us.
It's, yeah. Well, also, there's so many freaking potholes.
Yes.
Did Which you see is that? Related or not and not related at
Have
the same
you
time.
Seen that meme on Facebook where people are sitting in them like a hot tub?
No.
Like potholes on the highway.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And potholes are awful.
Bad, yeah. Because the weather, I guess it's the extremes of the weather that's bad for the roads.
One day it's 70, the next day it's 40.
Yeah, and it's so horrible.
Right,
okay,
snowing.
I also want to say that your kids are products of South Doyle High School, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a former Knox County person. I feel like South Doyle schools get a very bad rap. So I know that you had a great experience, I think, with your kiddos going to South Doyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, so kind of speak to that a little bit, like, because I think the schools are strong.
Well, you know, a lot of people that come in here, they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to send my kid to South Doyle Middle. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great school for my kids. My kids never had any trouble with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we never had any problems with anything.
Yeah.
And then the high school, the same. I mean, both of my kids graduated with honors, and one's graduated from college, and the other one's graduating in April. So,
right.
I mean, like...
Great, yeah.
I think it's their friend choices.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I know there's a lot that goes into it, you know, other than just the school itself. But I feel like, unfortunately, sometimes because it's South Knox, there's a bad rap. People just don't know. And so I like when people can hear somebody whose kids have gone there. Like, I know teachers that have taught there. I have no principals there. And it's a great community, I think.
So. And I think they're doing better to improve those schools.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Like my youngest has been out 4 years, and I think it's gotten better since then. So
yeah.
So I mean, I think they're concentrating in on getting things cleaned up.
Yeah, so. For sure, awesome. Okay, when it comes to like owning a business, if someone was like, I want to do this idea, what would you tell them? Like, don't do it, do it, go for it. Like, what's your advice for somebody that's like, I want to start a business?
Go for it.
Just do it. I mean, she got started in 3 months.
Yes.
So that's pretty amazing.
And we hit the ground running. And I mean, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. You know, my life for the last 2 years has been nothing but sewing a throwback in threads. But, I mean, I love every minute of it. And you get to be your own boss. And
yeah, do your own thing. And I feel like you get to be, I feel like you're very creative. And I feel like this is like an outlet for you.
That's funny that you say that because I've never been creative.
Really?
Yes. Oh, but I mean, like, you have to think.
It
keeps you on your toes all the time.
Well, because you're like a singer and you did all this stuff that you told me about. I'm like, she must be creative. But I feel like this is definitely an outlet for like that energy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I've always worked in the medical field. But, you know, this is me.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, that's
so cool. I had boys, too. And so, I mean, like, hair, makeup, fashion. I mean, they didn't care.
Right. So, no, I mean, this is kind of your...
Yeah, I'm in my element.
That's awesome. Okay, what have I not asked you about Sono Throwback and Threads that, like, we have to know?
I can't think. You just have to come shop with me.
Yeah, come shop. You guys are closed Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. We're open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and on Sunday, 12 to 5.
Yes. Which I think that 11 to 7 is nice. Because sometimes I'll be down here at dinner and I'm like, I'll be back. I'm going to
We started at 11 to 8. And yeah. You know, that's...
A little late.
It's a little late.
Yeah.
And my door still says 11 to 8. We haven't had to change yet, but I mean... I usually leave about 7.
False advertising. Okay, and then also, if people want to find you, obviously they can come down on Sevier Avenue. You can go to Google and put in... I didn't mean to say that rude, but sometimes people are like, where is it at? And you're like, go to Google. So no throwback and threads. I know. But if they want to find you on the socials, where should they go?
So no throwback and threads is Instagram. And then so no throwback and threads on Facebook. And then my personal, Deanne Macklemore Thomas. I post everything there as well.
Awesome. And then for gifts, I just want to also say a shout out. This is a great store for gifts. For like multiple different age ranges, because I've done that quite a bit too. Like I may have a little girl that I'm shopping for, or you know, my mom or whatever. And so it's a good combination of stuff in here. So definitely think of this also as a place to do like gift shopping, because she does a lot of like seasonal stuff. Like right now, it's right before Easter, so she's got a lot of seasonal stuff in here. But then always the UT stuff. So this is a great option for like I could always come in here and find a gift for a client that's moving to Tennessee. So just kind of, I want to make that little plug for you guys too. So okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, anything else?
We have gift cards available as well.
Yes. Perfect. Anyways, anything else? Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Big Orange Business. Go share this with someone who will love it just as much as you did. And as always, show some love to our guests. Until next time, I'm Haley Jones, and I will talk to you on the next Big Orange Business.